Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits from 1999. Tal Bachman, She's So High, on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. So excited to welcome two very special guests and incredible musicians to the show, who also happen to share the same legendary last name. Both are singers, songwriters, and brilliant guitarists who kept me and all their fans entertained during the pandemic with their live stream concerts on YouTube. So good. Now they're bringing their acoustic storytelling vibe to a stage near you. Canadian music legend Randy Bachman and singer-songwriter-guitarist Tal Bachman, father and son. So great to have you both here on the morning Zoom.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Randy, I was going to say, my very first concert was Bachman Turner Overdrive, mid-70s, Ottawa Civic Center, Lansdowne Park. I was like 13, and my parents dropped me off at the gate, right. And then they came and they picked me up. And that was my first concert experience without my mom and dad. And every time I think about it, it just makes me smile because I am a live music lover, and you provided the soundtrack for my young life back in the day. And now working in this format with Zoomer Radio and playing the original greatest hits, you're a big part of what we do here.
That's great, and thanks for all the airplay.
Tal, your hit, She's So High, we played it off the top. I love the relationship that you and your dad have in your YouTube series, Bachman and Bachman. What's it like recording together and touring together, honestly, for real?
It's pretty easy. It's fun, lots of ideas. You know, the commonalities that Dad and I have musically, it was fun and easy.
Okay, this is for both of you. So, Randy, tell us what it is you admire about your son, about Tal.
Well, he's a great singer, songwriter, person, human being. Great to have him. My favorite guy to play with in a band is him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because we have this understanding that's decades old of intuitively doing things together. You know, from camping when he was a kid and I was a scout leader and he was like a scout and that kind of thing. And taking him to Little League Baseball and then watching him sit on drums, my brother Robbie's drums at BTO practice and playing drums when he was two or three and playing drums at some of my albums. And it's just, he's a great guy to have to be working with. And people are going to see a rare show when we're coming east, because this is the first time we're actually going to attempt to do our YouTube train wrecks live. We're going to have a box that people can put in requested songs, which we obviously won't know them all. We're going to pull them out of the fishbowl, out of the box, maybe every third or fourth song, and try to do one and do a complete train wreck so people will see that we do make mistakes like they do at home when they're trying to learn a song on guitar.
That's awesome.
And then we'll scatter it in with some hits and some stories and have Q&A with the audience and have a real interactive evening.
Yes, because it feels real when it's not as polished. No, everybody knows what a perfect thing looks like. There's lots of edits that go on, but when you're live, it is what it is. I'm going to definitely be at your show coming up, and I can't wait. I think it's just going to be great for people who loved BTO and the Guess Who, and great for fans of Tal's, and that's going to be an awesome time, and we're going to talk more about that in a couple of minutes, but I want to ask Tal to tell us something about Randy, your dad, we might not know. Something we might not know that we haven't read. And so what is it that you're going to surprise us with? Tell us.
Big Scrabble fan.
Hmm.
Big Jeopardy fan.
Okay, good.
People would probably guess this, but always thinking about music, lots of musical energy. But the extent of that might be something that people don't know, because you think of musicians and you think about fairly lazy people for the most part, and they play the show and then they're kind of doing other things, and they have, shall we say, certain recreational habits.
Yes.
And Dad's not like that. He's very driven and always has been. So.
And we learned that your dad was a scout leader. So you see, we are learning things about Randy as well. There you go.
Yeah, that's one, yeah.
Okay, so your show in Brampton. Randy, you talked a little bit about it at The Rose, Friday, March the 24th. Lots of our listeners are going to be there. You know that. New songs, maybe some Guess Who, BTO. I know you said you were going to talk to the audience and take requests, that kind of thing. But go over with us what we can look forward to seeing and hearing.
Well, you're going to see, this is going to be our first show. Right, we've done it at home. We've been doing a YouTube at home. It's kind of, you're at home. this, we're going to be taking this on stage. It's going to be a real experience. I mean, we're looking, it's wonderful to get excited about a show, because normally when I go on stage, everything is like, whether I'm playing with Burton Cummings or whatever song I'm doing, it's got to sound like the record.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to go, when we do our songs, they'll sound like the record, but we're going to be doing requests from the audience that we don't even know. We're going to be answering questions. We're going to be playing some new songs from our Bachman album, doing She's So High and a Guess Who and BTO song in different kind of styles. So it'll be more intimate, like we're renting a living room and inviting everybody to come and sit around in the living room, and we'll light a fire somewhere and we'll be sitting by the fireside.
Bachman and Bachman in concert at the Rose Brampton Friday, March 24th. Canadian music legend Randy Bachman and brilliantly talented singer-songwriter Tal Bachman. Thank you, guys, and good luck. Break a leg, and I'll see you at the show.
Thank you.
All right, see you, Sam.